Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We're here with Dr. Andrew Darr, the director of the drama department here at CHS, and we've just finished night two of the, what would you describe it as, two-act comedies, a comedy ensemble?
It's hard to say. It changes every year, but I call it like the Spring One-Acts Festival. So do two short pieces that are student-directed in the spring.
For you listeners, let's define short as easily 45 minutes each.
Yeah, definitely.
And so far, there's been the Thursday night show and the Friday night show, and we've got one more coming, which, anyway, so far they've averaged easily 100 each night. Mm-hmm. Dr. Darr, please talk a little bit about the process.
Yeah, so we do two shows a year in the drama department here at CHS. We do a fall play that's a full-length piece that usually I direct, and then in the spring we do more student-directed stuff. We start that process probably in December, January, pulling the students that are seniors out and selecting two directors, and then from there I usually give them a selection of pieces to choose from, and then they choose their pieces, and then we the past couple years I've organized it around a theme, and so the pieces are kind of like linked thematically. And then from there, we do a casting call, and we cast as many students as possible. The spring play is really the place where we get the most students involved, right? So I've got probably about 30 to 35 students right now, either backstage or on stage. And we love that because people's schedules are a little bit more open than the free in the spring, and it's a great place for people to come out and try theater.
So how did you balance letting your student directors, in this case Lydia Payne and Susanna Nix, be student directors as opposed to you being the teacher?
Yeah, so I, you know, each year we sort of see how much the students are willing to sort of take on. And this year, Layla Payne and Susanna Nix did a great job of really kind of taking possession of the whole piece, right? They were involved with coming up with the set designs with our technical director, Lacey Erbschlow, who's another one of our teacher sponsors here in the English department. They worked with me on different directing strategies and techniques, and we talked to them about, you know, balance and trying to draw things out from your actors and create comedic situations. And there was a lot of them running rehearsals, and then they would kind of bring their thoughts and opinions to me, and then I would sort of give them an advice and then sort of send them back out. And so it was really fun, intense, but fun.
Your passion for this sort of thing is obvious. Was it hard for you to let them grow as student directors as opposed to putting more of your mark on it?
Yeah, that's hard. I mean, they say as a teacher that you learn as much as you teach, and that's definitely true in this scenario. Like I said, this is the first – I've had 3 years of student directors, and each time you sort of like learn a little bit more. This one I was extremely confident with these young ladies and their capacity to sort of take on this challenge. And so they kept asking for more responsibility. So I kept trying to offload more on them. And it was I definitely learned a lot about directing students directing, which is not really a thing I've done as intensely as I've done with this piece.
Incredible. I think we're about done, sir. Last question. Well, try phrasing it this way. Could you discuss just a little bit, if you haven't already, the intellectual, educational growth you've seen among the between 35 and 70 students you've been shepherding through?
Yeah, this is my 6th year working with the theater department here at CHS, and it's grown a lot. We've really tried to involve students as much as we can, and coming out of a bachelor's degree in theater, like, I was really equipped to teach them not just how to act, you know, in high school, which was awesome, but also how to work as stage managers and how to work as lighting designers and how to work as sound technicians. And so we try to incorporate as much stuff behind the scenes as we do in front of the scenes. And
what's that got to do with reading, writing, and arithmetic?
I mean, it's a real-world application of all three, really. It allows them to practice their speaking skills in front of groups of kids and obviously refine their memorization skills, but also like figure out, you know, how to sort of build these pieces and build flats and paint and do all of these things that you have to do to create something physical like theater, which is cool.
Thank you very much, Dr. Andrew Darr, and good luck Saturday night.
Thank you.